The Great Fire of London, a story for Year 2. Hello, young learners. Today we're going to learn about a very important event in London's history, the Great Fire of London. The beginning. One night in September 1666, a fire started in a baker's shop on Pudding Lane. This wasn't just any small fire. It would become one of the biggest fires London had ever seen. Why did the fire spread so quickly? There are several reasons why the fire grew so big so quickly. The houses were made of wood and were built very close together. There was a strong wind that helped the fire jump from house to house. People didn't have good ways to fight fires back then. The buildings stored things that could easily catch fire, like oil. Samuel Pepys, our special eyewitness. A man named Samuel Pepys, pronounced Peeps, wrote about everything he saw during the fire in his diary. He watched from the Tower of London as the flames spread across the city. He saw people trying to save their belongings by putting them in boats on the River Thames. What happened during the fire? On the first day, about 300 houses were destroyed. The fire was so big it reached St. Paul's Cathedral. People had to leave their homes quickly to stay safe. The fire created its own weather, making it even bigger. Why was it hard to stop the fire? There were no fire engines like we have today. The person in charge, called the Lord Mayor, couldn't decide what to do. People were scared and confused. The wind kept blowing the fire to new buildings. Conclusion. The Great Fire of London teaches us important lessons about fire safety. Today we build houses with materials that don't catch fire easily, and we have brave firefighters with special equipment to keep us safe. We also make sure buildings aren't too close together, so fires can't spread as easily as they did in 1666. Remember, if you ever see a fire, tell a grown-up right away and get to safety.